Tomorrow is Fat Tuesday, the last day of carnival celebrations before Ash Wednesday and the beginning of Lent. One last day for gorging on food and drink and participating in revelry before a time of self-restraint. New Orleans Mardi Gras is the best known of these celebrations in the U.S., but it's certainly not the only one. Mobile, Alabama claims to be the original home of the American Mardi Gras. And for over 40 years, Mobile resident Wayne Dean has been participating in Mobile Mardi Gras parades. He says it's a little different from the Mardi Gras in New Orleans, especially in these tough economic times.
It's a more family-friendly environment. People of all ages get out there and knock heads and chase moon pies and candy and cups and coins and slice of life of Mobile. They're all together in the streets for 2 weeks.
I heard you mention moon pies. Now, in New Orleans, during the Mardi Gras parades, they throw beads out to the crowds along the parade route. There, they throw moon pies?
Mobile is known for throwing moon pies, has been for probably 20, 25 years, but we throw beads too. But moon pie was a kind of a unique thing. We used to throw Cracker Jack in boxes. And the city father said, well, that may cause someone to get hurt, hit, you know, corner of a box. So some ingenious masker with the Maids of Mirth decided that she was going to purchase moon pies. And she went to some store and bought some moon pies, and they work real well. You can throw them a long ways. They don't hurt too bad when you get hit in the head with one. And yet, you could eat them.
Now, I have had a moon pie or two in my lifetime, but for those listeners who have never had one of these delicacies, just quickly tell us, what is a moon pie?
Okay, a moon pie is a cake-like, wafer-like marshmallow goodie, and there's different flavors, everything from strawberry to chocolate to vanilla to banana, and the Chattanooga Bakery just introduced this year a peanut butter one.
Now, help me understand something, Mr. Dean. How is it that New Orleans overshadowed Mobile if you were supposed to be the original Mardi Gras?
Well, I think a lot of ways. I think New Orleans grew when Mobile did. So it just happened that way. But, you know, we don't particularly mind that in Mobile. We just know that, you know, our first Mardi Gras was in 1703, and New Orleans wasn't even founded until 1718.
Now, I looked at the schedule online, and your city has been in party mode for quite some time with balls and parades and contests of all kinds.
Right.
This all comes to a crescendo. Tomorrow, the last day before the beginning of Lent, what do you expect in the next 24 hours?
We expect just wall-to-wall people from dawn until after the last parade rolls through the streets, beginning at 6:30, and then they'll be going to balls, and somewhere around midnight or maybe later than that, the last reveler will go home and hopefully get up, go to church, or at least know that he's got almost a year to wait until he can do this type of thing again. As somebody said, you do Mardi Gras when it's Mardi Gras. You can't do it any other time of the year.
Mr. Dean, it's been a pleasure to speak to you. I bet a lot of people hearing this suddenly have a hankering for a moon pie.
A moon pie and just having a good time. And as we say in Mobile, you know, you have a good time, but don't get bad.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, happy Mardi Gras, America.
It's Mardi Gras.
It's Mardi Gras.
Raise your hands and shout with me.
Throw me some moon pies, throw me some beans. Hey,
that was Wayne Dean of Mobile, Alabama. He says by the end of the day tomorrow, he will have been to 22 carnival balls. And that's just this year.
Hey, y'all, Mardi Gras in Mobile.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.